Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah, for another day that he has spared us to see. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice and be in it. Hallelujah. I thank God for his mighty works. Hallelujah. His wonderful works, his miracles and wonders. Hallelujah. I thank God for who he is. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I love to praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I love to call on his name. Yes, Lord. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just say blessings to everyone that's listening, blessings to you, blessings to your family, just blessings upon blessings, hallelujah. For the Lord is good, hallelujah, and greatly, hallelujah, to be praised. He is greatly to be praised, and I thank God, hallelujah, for another day's journey, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for who he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me this far. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for bringing you this far. Hallelujah. Because we know without him, hallelujah, depart from him, we can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But through him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God. What a great God. Oh, an awesome God we serve. And I thank him right now. I thank him right now. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him for his grace. Oh, my God, for his grace. Without his grace and mercy, where would we be? Hallelujah. I thank him for his grace, for his mercy, Lord God. Oh, yes, that grace and that mercy. I thank him for the blood that he shared for me, that blood that he shared for you. I thank him for the blood, because you know the blood still works. Hallelujah. The blood still works. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we just want to usher him in this place. We just want to usher him on this radio station. We just want to usher him. Hallelujah. We just want to usher him. Hallelujah. Because without his presence, you know, we know we can't do nothing. But in his presence, there is peace. In his presence, there is joy. In his presence, there is freedom. In his presence, hallelujah, all things are possible. Let me play this song, hallelujah, One Name, hallelujah, by Naomi Rain, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Let's just usher the Lord in right now. Just usher him in. Right now, hallelujah. Forget about all those things, hallelujah. Forget about work. Forget about your children. Forget about your situation. Just forget about and make your main focus on Jesus right now. Oh, glory. Make your main focus on Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God.
Before the earth was made, why in awesome pride he was made. I know it all, walk to Jesus all, every part of me, lying at his feet. I know that every breath I take, rise to bring every glory of one day. Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank him right now. Oh, I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I love him. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. I love him. Hallelujah. I love him with everything that is within me. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I just thank him. I just thank him for his amazing grace. I just thank him for his mercy. I just thank him. I just thank him. I just praise him. I just can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. I can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. I can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, the one we believe in. Jesus, the one we trust in. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, the one we have our being, the one we move. Hallelujah. Jesus, the one is and was and soon to come. Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus, hallelujah. I just lift him up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just glorify him. Hallelujah. I glorify him. Hallelujah. I glorify him for his blood, for his grace, for his mercy, for the cross. I just glorify the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, come by the Lord with me, for he is good. Hallelujah. He is good. Hallelujah. He is good. Hallelujah. I just can't say just how good he is. Hallelujah. Because he's just an awesome, awesome, almighty, an almighty God, an almighty God, a big God, a huge God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We just praise you right now, Lord God. We just say, have your way, Lord God, in this place, Lord God. Fill this place, Lord God, with your presence, Lord God. Fill it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Fill the atmosphere, Lord God, with your presence, Lord God. Fill it right now in the name of Jesus. Fill the airways, Lord God. Feel it right now. Feel it, Lord God. Feel it with your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feel it, Lord God. And you have your way, Lord God. Have your way on these airways, Lord God, on the radio station. Have your way, Lord God. Lord God is not us, hallelujah, but he that's within us, hallelujah. All glory to your name, Lord God. We just decrease, Lord God. We just move out the way. We just get right on out the way, Lord God, and let your spirit come in and fill this place, hallelujah. Fill the man of God, hallelujah, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord God. Lord God, fill his mouth, Lord God. Give him words to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You have your way, Lord God. You have your way, Lord God. You have your way, Lord God. It is your will, Lord God. It is your will, Lord God. Not my will, not our will, Lord God. But it is your will that's blessed. Best for us, and it's your will, hallelujah, we say yes to, Lord God. It is your will, Lord God, we say yes to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We just say thank you, Lord God, for all you've done, all you're doing, all that you're about to do, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus,
amen.
Jesus, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. The man of God is going to be reading from Romans, the 8th chapter, hallelujah. Romans, the 8th chapter. Yes, Lord Jesus. Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the first verse, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could do, that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on accord of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord Jesus. That was Romans 8, 1 through 4, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I bring greetings to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ once again, giving him the honor because he is worthy of my honor. And because I know he's worthy, because I can't be nothing without him.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going to move out of the way and let God have his way.
Amen.
I'm going to step aside for just a while and let him, let him speak.
Yes,
me,
Lord. Yes,
to
Lord.
You all.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
I also bring thanks and honor to my wife Amanda for allowing God to use her the way that he uses her. And I thank God for that, because it is him, it's not her, it's him that dwells within her.
Hallelujah.
And I thank the Lord for lifting her up at time like these.
Hallelujah.
And I want to bring greetings and honor to Apostle for allowing this radio station to continue on prospering. The devil tries, but the devil don't have no dominion here. The
Amen.
Devil don't have no
Amen.
Power here, because
Amen.
This station is
with
of
power.
God. It's
Amen.
Of God, and God has all power in
yes.
his hand, and the devil can't do nothing but try.
Nothing.
And all we have to do is continue putting him in his place. And his place is not in front of us, it's behind us. And I just want to thank those that's listening, and even those
that participate
week after week, day after day on this station, because it's necessary. The word is being carried throughout the world to the four corners of the world, and the word is being carried right now. And I thank them for participating.
Yes,
and as I began to look here at these here scriptures and the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, I want you to note here that God has allowed me. He didn't want me. I had another message to preach, but God changed my message, and he led me to this message. And as I come to you right now, I want you to open up your minds and open up your heart.
Yeah.
Open up your eyes and see what God is trying to say to his people.
Yes, Lord.
And it reads as the following: there is therefore none, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The second verse says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, through the flesh, God did by sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. And the fourth verse is the main verse here. It says that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Amen.
And I want to use for a subject the Spirit of life.
Amen.
The Spirit of life. Most Holy God, my Heavenly Father, I bow down to you right now. Because, Lord, I need your anointing. Right now, Lord, as you fill me with the words to say through these here your scriptures. Pray, O Lord, that it be enlightened on someone's heart. Somebody might not know you and know the pardons of their sins right now. Let them come crying, what must they do to be saved? Right now, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding of your word. Right now, Lord, I come as humble as I know how. I come not for the former things of this world. I come because you are so good. You are spiritually good. And, Lord, I ask you right now that you would go with me. Stand by me in every way. Build me up where I'm torn down. Strengthen me where I'm weak. But now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus walk with me. Listen, he walked with my mother. Lord, walk with me. He walked with my mother. Lord, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Nobody but Jesus, nobody but him, nobody but Jesus, no matter what I am, while I'm on my pilgrim journey, nobody but Jesus, nobody but him, the Spirit of life. The Spirit delivers us from our old nature, and it produces righteousness. Old man has to be crucified daily and daily and daily. When we are made anew, we have to put aside those things that we used to do. And all these things that is old, they must pass away. And to become righteous, all these things have to be renewed and to become new. And then we become a new creation. We find that the world that we are living in, they are trying so hard to be where God wants them to be, but they still sometimes is too busy still holding on to some mess of the old. The old should always pass from us to become new. Here we find in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, he says, there is therefore none, no condemnation, those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For once we become and take on a new nature, and we become righteous, we no longer should walk according to the flesh. We should walk a newness of life according then to the Spirit which dwells on the inside of us. The outward man should perish, but the inward man should take residence and shine day by day in our lives. You see, the Spirit brings, listen here, the Spirit brings life, and that life is of Jesus the Christ, the one that paid it all for us, the one that made us free. When we were dead in sin, he died to bring freedom to us for what the law couldn't do back then.
Yes.
You see, through Jesus. Jesus might have been weak, but through Jesus, the flesh was crucified. God did this for us by sending his son, Jesus, in the world to heal the world, to conquer the world, to save the world from their sins. And Jesus, he says, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus tonight? If you are not in Christ Jesus, if you still walk in the flesh, you need to do a turnaround here. You got to get the right road, because the flesh is going to be flesh. But the Spirit is Spirit. We need a cleansing. We need to go not to the drugstore to buy a seven-day cleansing. We need to go to Dr. Jesus for that cleansing forever, because Jesus brings the cleansing power that will last forever. I said the Spirit of life is to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, everything is going to be all right. You see, Jesus fulfills us, and he allows us to walk according, not to the flesh, because the dwelling Spirit that lives on the inside of us is leading us and guiding us to not to walk in the flesh, but to walk according to the Spirit. The Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus. And I want to let you know here, the Spirit is not dead. The Spirit is alive. The Spirit is not a it. The Spirit is a he and a him. The Spirit is a person with indwelling in us, because Jesus said, I send pray to my Father for a comforter, and that comforting Spirit will dwell with you, will dwell in you. When you can't pray, Spirit will pray for you. Walk in the Spirit. See now here, as I move on a little further, the conflict of the Spirit, I reckon with in the old nature. The Bible says, for those who live according to the flesh, they will set their minds on things of the flesh. But here, listen now, for those who live according to the Spirit, they will set their minds on the things of the Spirit. You don't want to be carnally minded, because carnally minded is death. You want to be spiritual minded, because spiritual minded is alive, and life brings peace that passes all understanding. Where the trial and the tribulation might come, peace will calm you. Peace will bring that understanding back where you don't understand the peace. See, God says, condomine is amenity against him, God Almighty. But you see, if we are spiritual minded, we are where God wants us to be. And listen, my Bible says, and you need to listen well here, because God is speaking here now. He says that those who are in the flesh, if you are in the flesh right now, God said you cannot please him. You can't please him. Am I right about it? But you, my sisters and my brothers, we should not be in the flesh. We should be in the spirit. And if the spirit of God dwells in us, now anyone, they do not have the spirit of Christ. He is not, we are not of his own. If we don't have this spirit of Christ, we are not his. We don't belong to him. We are not adopted into his family. You see, Christ lives in us. Our body then, when Christ takes up residence and come in and live in us, our body is dead then. It's dead because of sin. But the spirit of life begins to become righteous. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus, I raised him even from the dead, if it dwells in you, Jesus Christ has saved us from death, and it will give us the life that passes all those things that we necessarily need. Jesus said, for if you live according to the flesh, can I preach a while? You're going to die according to the flesh. But if you live by the spirit, these the death's body, you would put them under your feet, and you will live. Like Jesus says, we have to be a believer. If we are a believer, we are made sons and daughters in Christ Jesus. Because here, my Bible tells me, this is the word here, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the Spirit of bondage. You don't have to fear. God said in his word that you should fear no evil, for thou art with you. He says his rod and his staff may comfort you. He has already prepared a place for you. And even he has already took care of those enemies that come up against us. We, as children of God, we become heirs. We become John heirs to God Almighty, to Christ doctrine, my sisters and my brothers. Don't you know Jesus with us throughout sick times? Don't you know Jesus is with us? Jesus has never left us if we are heirs and joint heirs of him. He stays with us. We are not by ourselves. And we are glorified together with Jesus because he is with us. He said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. I will always abide with you until the ends of the ages. Now I'm here. When Jesus comes, he brings deliverance. See, here my Bible teaches. It says, for I consider sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see, Jesus lives. The spirit of the holy power lives within us. And we have become a new creation. As creation, we will be, if you are not delivered from the bondage of corruption, and it would give us a glorious and a liberal for us to become children of Almighty God, our Father. We see that the spirit that it dwells within us. It brings hope to the hopeless. It brings peace to the ones that not peaceful. Because the spirit that dwells inside of us, it helps us. Because what you're talking about, preacher, is a helpmeet when the time of weakness. It makes us strong. We don't sometimes even know what to pray for. But the Spirit himself even make an intercession for us. Even if we can't do them on ground, it utters what we need to pray for. He, the Spirit, is not only that. It looks and searches our hearts. When our hearts is got something on them, that's not like the law. It searches our hearts because it knows not only our hearts, it knows mine. He knows all about us because he makes intercession for all of us according to the will of who? My Father, God, who is in heaven. The Spirit, he is our all in all. Let it work in you. Let it do what he is designed to do, what Jesus left him for to do. Let him do his work on you. And I guarantee your life will be better. I guarantee you that you will live a spirit-filled life if you let the Spirit let him have his way. Stop trying to have our way, but turn it over to him and let him work. If you don't let him work, you got to move self out of his way and let him pick up residence and do what he said he would do. He says he will do all things. Because here it says, all things together for good. Those who love God, those who are the call according to his purpose. All things. I didn't say one thing. I said all things will work for the good of God. If we let the Holy Spirit, let him have his way with us. And if we let him have his way with us, he makes a way out of no way. He opens doors that no man can close. He even when we're hungry, he even feed us. Even when we're thirsty, he even give us drink. Even when we're naked, he even clothes us. Even when we need shelter, he even shelter us in a time of the storm. That's the Holy Spirit working in us, through us, around us, giving us that new life, a life of abundance. See here, as I move on just a little further, we find that where it is saying here, what shall we say to these things? And listen at this. If God is for us, who can be against us? So don't you worry, my sisters and my brothers, when hellhounds get on your track, when the devil began to push on you, you worry. Because if God is for us, he's better than the whole world that is against us. God raises up our stones to cry out when the tide is right. God is a God, and he is so good to us, better to us than we are to ourselves. Look now, and I'm almost through. God sent his son in the world to die for us. So now, we have a right to the tree of life. And through him, we can do all things. You see, because nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is, you see, God is included. He includes our past. He includes our present. He includes our future. And God, the good news of this message about God is its loveliness and soul staining, even our sufferings, its clothing triumph, all believers. God is the Father, and he is the judge. We can't judge one another, but God is our righteous judge. Not only that, he's our benefactor. He's our ruler of history. He's our Lord who searches hearts. He is the one that calls men to fight. He glorifies believers. And above all, he shows us the love that he loves us, who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Almost through, in the close, God the Son reveals as the firstborn among men, the Lord with whom we are to be glorified. He's the Savior of our souls. God the Spirit presents at the source of power. 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 power, power. So much power. He brings life. He brings peace. He is the life giver. He is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He leads us and guides us. He witnesses to our spirit. He is our intercessor. He is the spirit of our sonship and the first fruit of our redemption. He is Jesus, the Christ, Mary's baby, the one that walked on water, the one that turned water into wine, the one that raised up Lazarus from the dead, the one that even the man that had a withered hand, he spoke to him and healed his hand. Even the one that he let down, that was paralyzed at his feet, he told him to even pick up the bed and walk. Jesus, the Christ, the risen God, the one that is our rock. He is our rock in the river land. He is our bridge over troubled water. He is our all in all. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. God is the great I am. All we got to do is trust in him, lean on him, and no wise will he cast us aside. We need to start looking beyond what we can see to what God sees. What God sees is better than what we see, because things eternal is better than these former things. All things pass away. Everything will become new. In that great get up moment, where God's son Jesus gonna come back looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. When he come back, he's gonna come back when you are unaware. I recommend right now that you get right with God. Get right with God. Get right to go home. Because you, one morning, you going home on the morning train. One evening, the evening might be too late. But get right with God. Because time is running out. You got to put your hand in his hand and let him lead and let him guide you. And you will live a spirit-filled life. Is that all right? The spirit of life is in our hands. God is not going to make us do anything. But we got to have a made-up mind. If we're going to continue walking in the dark, are we coming in out the dark into the light? Are we going to walk with the devil? Are we going to walk with Jesus? Jesus brings light. Devil brings darkness. Come on in, my sisters and my brothers. There's one that's lost right now. Don't know the pardon for his sin. Come now, come just as you are. Come and bring those heavy baggages that you are toting around. Come and bring those things that you have stored up in that's not like God. Bring it to God. Lay it at his feet. And I tell you right now, he says, come just as you are. You don't have to be dressed up. You don't have to be all shining and looking like you are pure gold, but come just as you are, and he will accept you. He will meet you there. He will meet you at the door. He says, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my knock and hear my voice, I will come in and sit with him, and he'll be with me. Come now. Come now. Come to Jesus just as you are. There might be one. There might be one that don't know him as a pardon of their sins. There might be one. There might be one that's lost right now. All you got to do is open up your mouth. First, open your mind up. Believe in Jesus. Confess to him what you are holding from him, because he knows everything. Confess your sins to him and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead and he is alive now, and he lives. He lives and he lives. And if you want to become a new creation, he will live in you and he will make you new. Give it to him now. Come to him now. Come to him, because tomorrow, tonight is not promised. One day, he's coming like a thief in the night. He's coming when we are unaware. And don't let him catch you with your wreck undone. Because if he catch you with your wreck undone, you're going into a bottomless pit where there's hell, fire, brimstones, and all of those things will be there. All of those things will be there. In that time, when he comes, the spirit of life, and you will have a bountiful life. The spirit brings joy. The spirit brings happiness. The spirit brings peace. Don't be carnal-minded, because if you are carnal-minded, you have a mind of the flesh. And if you are carnal, you are fleshly. So let us be spiritual-minded. Let us have the mind of the Spirit. Let us have the mind of the Spirit. So as I close, I just want to let you know, the rest of this week, you think about what God has said. You are not right with him. Come to him. Come to him. He will no wise cast your sign.
Every breath.